Avoid everything godless. For they know that supreme situation is with everything is related to the supreme Lord Vishnu. King Kulasekhar, he has got nice prayer called Mukunda Mala Stotra. So but often it will mention Krishna Tadiyapada Pankaja Adinda Jahamsa. I have discussed this. But I need to say, so but told many things about Mayavadi and others strongly. It is a Vaishnava usually does so that the devotees don't become Mayavati and ultimately exist. Offender to be Lord. Let us say, rather, something positive. So what is it? So saying, goal is, but worship the lotus feet of the Lord at every moment. You see, the sum and substance of devotional service, goal being Krishna, Narayan, Vishnu, Hari, Ram. According to our Gaudiya, goal is Krishna. That is Krishna Loka. And so, in order to remind everybody, Prabhupada brought out Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's superior desire to make everybody devotee in every country, town, village, chant, arrange, purpose. So that he can always remember it. He is Krishna reminded. And all his instructions, these are so he done best well wisher. He gave those devotees, he gave them confidential knowledge. More confidential and most confidential knowledge. What is most confidential knowledge? He is saying chapter 18, final. All these things, manmanabha, not bhakto, tender service to him, become a bhakto. Madhadi, worship. And all this theobition. Theobition, Nimanji Upasya. Theobition to Yotashmi. Since you are my very dear friend, and not envious of me, I tell you this thing. I promise you, we'll definitely come back. And we can give this thing to others. Right? Because Krishna says, among the dear only, who is most dear? Not just a smart monster. Nobody was so. Neither is nor will be than one who preaches Krishna consciousness, who brings others to Krishna consciousness, who make somebody Krishna bhakta, who make others love Krishna. Krishna devotee. Yeah? Very simple. Always think of Krishna. Always render service to him. Worship him. They all the devotees' lives are molded like that. That's what Prabhupada said. Now, if you want to become even dearer, most dear, preach. So Prabhupada emphasized very Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's method. In feeling separation from Krishna, should somehow or other feel separation. That is the best mood. And then we can remember him. In the core of our heart. It's a Vipra Lambha. Seva, first example, is according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, given to the Bhagavatam, 10th canto. The Vajivas is special. The Gopi is among them, because he is the embodiment of devotion. That is called Radha. Radha is the embodiment of Aradhana. Everybody in Vrindavan, the greatest devotee, they always, Radharani, being Ashraya-tattva, you want to go to Krishna, you have to take shelter of Radharani or his representative, Sadguru. Because if Radharani, being very soft-hearted, if you approach her, then it is easy to attract her compassion, being very soft-hearted. And if she recommends Krishna, he loves it. So, the preaching is very important. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed how to preach to the Lord or in the Lord. Early in the morning, get up, take bath, clean yourself, do the Lord. You can, some places, do Sankirtan. Do japa. Everybody together. This is also glorious. Here. And, but, depending on time, circumstance, place, preaching could be different also. So, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Utkale Purushottam, it is predicted a person will appear soon in Jagannath Puri, who will empower, induce others, empower others. So that they can propagate Krishna consciousness throughout the world. You see, Buddha took shelter of him, and now Buddha is empowered to do this. We do the same, we can also do the rest of Sumatra to be done. And become very, very dear to Krishna. How to do it? The same. And Buddha saw Krishna said, here is the ideal person, the student person, who fulfills the desire of Chaitanya. He is Krishna. Some say the way of Vishnu. Bhubati. And deeply Mayavadi. And he will just blast him. They're scared of him. He's like a, he's called like a lion guru. No one can come and come to him. Having approach. What another step. If you can please Guru, he can be empowered. So Prabhupada is trying to take instruction from him. Every time he sees him, though he didn't have much time, he was rehearsing. But he, according to his capacity and circumstances, he was doing business, a young man, married, still he will collect money wherever he sees Guru Maharaj coming, and he happened to be there. He collect money from the business and give it to the preaching hall. And he said, Guru Maharaj, I also want to preach like the sannyasi. And Brahmacharya renounced, they are completely dedicated to your mission. No, doesn't matter. Whatever you are doing, do. But what I ask you to do, one day you preach to the Western country. Thereby your life will be successful. You can make so many devotees. Whenever you get money, print books. I am not so much interested in temple. More in the book printing. You get money, I don't print books. And distribute in different languages. Profusely as much as you can dream from material intelligence. There you go. So Prabhupada took up this. And he was very successful. We had nothing. Money. To go to the Western country. Print books. But because you are sincere, because you are serious and worked hard to the best of his capacity, so much showering of mercy on him in time. And his guru is directing, take sannyas. I have been long time in family life. Go, take sannyas. How to take it? But by God's grace, he found opportunity. He said, when Krishna really favors somebody, he takes out all his material belongings so that he is forced to surrender completely. Because as long as you have got attachment, he can wholeheartedly serve the Lord or render pure to us. Yes. So actually, Prabhupada did it. So he, later on, he took sannyas. Late, he tried to fulfill the desire of his guru. Gradually, he wants us, his disciples. Disciples have also been so much services there, so much to be done, preaching one, so many things to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya and thus get the blessings of the previous person. Anyway, that is why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that this Sankirtan, this Kali Yuga's best method to bring you to Krishna consciousness is, tool is there, depending on time, circumstance, this time, the best method is, it's called Vyat Midanga, big, mega Midanga, preaching instrument is prayer. Print book, as many as possible, as many languages, distribute profusely, just like Hitler. Through bomb in England, he said, I will smash them to dust. Buddha said, these my books. These books, these are like bombs, transcendental bombs. He simply distinguished, he just act like bomb. To destroy all the dirty things of the heart of the people, throughout the world. And bring them to Krishna, make their life sublime, full of bliss, another. Even though they are in this material world, they feel as if they are not far from Vaikuntha. So it is not something utopia. There is a spiritual world, yes. All the great acharyas say, Krishna himself mentioned, Paraptasmattu bhavo bhakta bhakta sanatana. What we are seeing manifested world is unmanifest there. Beyond that, there is a sanatana bhavo there. That is all eternal. Everything may be in dissolution, pralaya, everything disappear. That will remain, was, is, and will remain. That is the spiritual world. Krishna mentioned that. This Krishna mentioned, he gave, so that you are attracted. Na tat bhāsati śūrjo na sasankana pārvata yadgatta nivattanta dhāṁ karma. It is about, there is no necessity of sunlight, moonlight, all this. One goes back to this abode, it is a self-effulgent, more powerful than the sun. An effulgent sun. One, that is his ultimate abode. One goes back there and never sees there in this world. Of full of misery, sukkhaya, everything is temporary here. Asāsatam. It will become matter. Your life will be miserable. Never become attached to anything in this world. Bring me down. He also said, how one can go back? And in short, summarize. The common substance of this, to attain that state, through devotional service, is always remember Krishna. Positive. Negative is, never forget Krishna. But in order to do that, you have to develop attachment. Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime, Krishna's dham, Krishna's duty, serving Krishna, which are being. And molding our life in such a way, shown by judges, authority, sisters, all the great devotees, we should follow their footprints. Essence of it, the instruction given depending on time, circumstances, places, the didn't the acharyas coming in decisive succession, certainly. You should take it as a life and soul. That is the easiest way to go back to God. Buddha said, distribute my books, especially that magazine. So he gave the name Back to God. To remind everybody, we don't belong to this world. So don't make plans to live here permanently very happy. Then you don't know Krishna's Radhika-Pan. You can never try to become more intelligent than Krishna. All the things we come across is just like the ocean, the straws floating, and suddenly come together. Again they are separated by the webs. But if you become attached, you do not know others, you get a body, become attached. Then come many near and dear ones, become people whom we did not know, neither have seen, talk to, and develop attachment in terms of kutumba, my near and dear ones. Next, I love them. But forget that I am making a plan, Krishna has also. Better is your divine intelligence. Follow the Krishna Ayurveda's instruction and render devotional service anukullena Krishna Anushama in favor of Krishna. Because there are many people who are like Kamsa. Who is God? Who is Krishna? What is the use of going to? I'll go later or whatever. Maybe through, maybe not. He is also thinking of Krishna, maybe. Not so favorably, maybe against us. Maybe more than you and I are doing. That is Kamsa. Kamsa, who is he? Let me get in at heart, deep at heart. Who is he? I am Kamsa. I am the enjoyer, whatever I am. You have to become it. So, his daily thinking comes from, but how to keep Krishna? These are like who were mentioned. Impersonally, worship God, then I become God. Now we are devotees of God. You see, we are servants of Krishna eternally. When you go back to the spirit again, you'll have another iskon. And I will see each other and serve Krishna. That is permanent. That won't beat me daily. That will make us free from anxiety of when I have to leave, when I have to leave. That is conscious thing. I have to kill anyone. Krishna will come, he's coming. I have to kill him. Send Putana. Send Agasura. Send Bakasura. What Krishna's plan, that will materialize, not your plan. How big you may be, even up to Krishna's greatest, nearest person, Balaram, Krishna's expansion. Balaram wanted that Subhadra married Duryodhana. Even that was right. Krishna, who do you think you are? Even God cannot divide. God is as good as God. Just next to him. So the intelligent person should always plan in favor of Krishna. Better remain a fool to Krishna. That is rather intelligent. Otherwise, it is foolish. It is folly to be wise. If, what is that say? If ignorance is bliss. It is better remain fool to Krishna. And what he on his eventually he knows what is best for. But sometimes you learn this thing, getting kicked from mind. Then you want to learn on your own. Then come to again saying, Raja Krishna said to Arjuna, oh, you are in doubt? Arjuna in the beginning don't like to listen to Krishna. Completely surrender. He is in the bodily context. He is thinking, I also know, I have experience, I calculate, I am assessing, why shall I don't want kingdom, killing my grandfather who is very beloved to me and he loves me affectionately, my other relatives, my father-in-law, or brothers, cousin brothers, and shedding their blood for things to them, I enjoy things? No, I don't know. Maybe in the mood of a devotee, but again, another thing is weakness. So Krishna started enlightening him when he comes to 1.1. Yes, Kaise Vajanam Tama. Yes, I will act according to you. What? I accept. Sarvame Tadvitam. Whatever you say, I accept everything too. Nasta Moha. Now our illusion gone. Siddhilabdha. Being enlightened by you. Exactly. We should come to it. Arjuna is the ideal devotee. Krishna is the ideal guru. Anyway, that Popat said, I wanted this very popular some magazine there. Reader's Digest. Can you make this back to God? It's like Reader's Digest. Every house in those days used to have Reader's Digest. We wanted back to God is made in every language, like Jesus says. Every house is on back to God. Reminding everyone, this is not your home. Go back to God. How to go back to God? Bhakti Yoga. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught. As other previous Acharya, great devotee, King Kulasekhar, Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, Sukadeva, Maharaj Parikshit, Panchapandav, Mother Kunti, Draupadi, Vidura, Vibhishan, so, over time to time say, our method is surest to fulfill the desire to please Krishna is and go back to God is this, Tadero Charano Sevi. Let us become a menial servant of our great Acharya. And their representative. Bhakta Sanivar, always associated with the devotee, so that you don't become contaminated. What you are doing, again, go. You are there, everywhere. against Islam saying, against Bhakti Yoga saying, try to kidnap our devotees to other camp, hire them, this Gauriya Math Maharaj coming and saying something attractive, I'll give you love of Gopi, Gopi has got, you know, love of God, same standard, I'll give you, very easy, come to me. What is Iskand Brahmachari, Iskand Gyasa? They are all bogus. Iskand Gyasa, Iskand Brahmachari, Sannyasi, you are all bogus. Be careful. Now, what Bhaktivedanta Swami is teaching, this is the ABC of Bhakti. He will give you the best one. Love of God. He will teach you Krishna Prema. I will give you. Actual Bhagavad Gita, everything is there, depending on how much you qualify. You can take. That is our devotee's qualification. Everything is there. Nobody has to go anywhere. Bhagavad said the same thing. You don't have to read any books. My book, everything is there. Of course, you have to have ideal question, ideal answer. You get the highest thing you can think of. Everything is there anyway. But you have to qualify. And prematurely one, you will become a sahaja. So, as you see, the back to God, always remember Krishna. Shaman Satsang, how to do it? And among them is pure bhakti. You should give up all material desire, anna, vilasita, sunna. Even what karma yogi, gyan yogi, or other hot yogi, they are expecting. Not after Paramatma, nothing. Not even Ram bhakti. No, Krishna bhakti. Narayan bhakti. Then that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In order to teach us, he showed when you got initiation, he was mad after Krishna, he's chanting Krishna, 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 Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshaman, Pahima, Kaviharaya, Nama, Krishna, Jadavaya, Nama, Jadavaya, Madhavaya, Gopalo Govinda Ram, Srimadhu Sudham, Nidhi Hari Gopi Mahadhu. One, Bhakti Pade Sadhu Mahadhu, the higher taste, that will come. Sadhu Sadhu Pade Pade. Is he? Sinnatam Sakata Krishna. All is Krishna Katha is listening. From authority. Sinnatam Sakata Krishna. Punna Sabana Siddha. Siddhanta Stavadjani. All dirty things from our heart. I am Indian, he is Chinese, he is American, he is Grihastha, he is Brahmin, he is Sannyasi. This is bodily concept. Everybody is children of Krishna. That is the devotee thing. And don't hurt anybody. Even if you get hurt from others, he says, Sarve Sukhina Bhavantu, my dear Lord, let everybody become happy by making you happy. No, India. This is the devotee. Because he is so pure, Sarvabhadi Vinirmukta. He give up false ego of all these designations. Because from the stage of this world, material world, when you go back to the green room, go back to out of this material world, everybody will be exposed. If Krishna knows your heart, what you are after. Krishna says to Sudama, every moment I am watching what you are thinking, what you are doing, what is your motivation. You qualify, lead a life, godly life, you qualify yourself to go back to God. You can become pure. You lead like a dog, then a dog's world. You are in your place. Yeah, the Acharya is saying how to lead life. Prahlad Maharaj, get a devotee, Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Saranam. Always hear Krishna Kata from the authority, but tell if you become authority. Then remember those. And there are 64 items, of them, 9 is most important. Among them, first two, Sovanam Kirtan. And you can understand, this is a sign, that whether you are progressing or not, check out. Are you developing, attaching to Lord's Dham, or to Krishna name, name of Krishna, chanting, or hearing Krishna katha from authority, Srimad Bhagavatam, etc. Attached to deity worship, should be done every Grihastha, should do this thing at home, install deity, Radha Krishna, Agronitam, Panchakatta, Jagannath Bhagavad Shloka. And I said four, no? Another one, Harinam, Srimad Bhagavatam, association of devotees. He spoiled the life of so many devotees. Krishna, Prabhupada gave the constitution of ISKCON. One is most important. This ISKCON is made so that one associates with the devotees of like-minded. That means maybe same guru or ISKCON guru and their disciples. Not go to other than ISKCON. Not to be impersonally, just that mission, that sangha. Then it will contact. What devotees are, huh? This is the life of the great devotee. I said Kula, King Kulashakar, Gopi, among them Radharani, many others, like the Sri, that we should regularly listen. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. The sweet relation between the Lord and His glory and His devotee's glory. So regularly you should do. And what will happen there? Nasta prayesho hodresho. All of us in the mode of passion and ignorance. One should at least come to the mode of goodness by association. Say, nasta prayesho hodresho. For that, nittam bhagavata seva. We should associate with the devotees, to the nine pure devotional service, and this is Srimad Bhagavatam regularly. Then what will happen? Bhagavati uttama sveki. One who is glorified with choicest verses by his devotee, pure devotee. Bhakti Bhagavati must give with them fixed up to the devotees. Hearing, chanting, remembering, associating with the devotee. I can know how much you are making progress. First you have got little sodha with listening with rapt attention, with love and devotion to persons who are rendering pure devotional service. Coming in this happy succession. And then, Adhisattva Sadhu Sangha and associated with devotees like minded. And then, if he is serious, make relationship with him, make some ceremony, hold some ceremony, and make relationship with him seriously, carry out his instructions and order to mold his life in such a way so that he can become also in time. Thus, all the dirty things from his heart, unwanted bodies for devotional service, should be washed off by regular, like raining, watering the seed of devotion. The seed of devotion, which manifests into a plant, tree, and grows. Later, gives in time, fruits, flowers, and goes to the spiritual. When that thing is gone, then he becomes very steady in devotion. It is a sign of taking all the steps. You can see where you are, where you are situated, what is my status. It's called nishtha. Then regularly, he is very regular in devotion. Nishtha, nirantar. From the word nirantar comes nishtha. Then ruchi, he develops taste. If he tests devotional service, then naturally he also accordingly just is inversely proportional. As he becomes more finely tested, he gradually also that much will become detached materialistic life of sentient beings, either gods or something. As I said, most of the people are in the mode of passion and ignorance, symptomized by unlimited desire to enjoy, not of passion. Work very, very hard. And desire knew no bounds, knew no ends, knows no ends. And he does not know, it is durasa. Prahlad Maharaj says, this is durasa, that his desire, he will never be satisfied, he will never be satisfied. Why? Because he is desiring something which does not please Krishna. Why? Because he is considering this body as himself. Asabgraha. He doesn't know, his interest is, what is split Krishna in himself? Nothing to do with Shaktabhati, nothing to do, he doesn't know. Shaktabhati, what is actually his interest? Which will take him to the ultimate goal of a life of eternity, knowledge and bliss. That these great souls say, King Purushottam, gopis, that's some story. How Lord, devotional service is sweet, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this, my dear, look up, I am telling you, this bhakti is the ocean of the nectar of devotion, ocean of nectar. Material world ocean has got some bottom and beaches, side, but it has no, it is expanding always. This ananda, bliss and nectar we can experience and it will all go on increasing. Just to test it, I am telling you, note it down. And then you explain further for common people in general who want to come to Krishna consciousness. Then test. Not like impersonalist who is licking the bottle by reading Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures. Think we are testing. No. Devotee test. Directly serving the Lord under the guidance of his devotee. This is the king of all knowledge, but most confidential. And very joyfully perform. You don't have to do that much austerity. Little, maybe get up early in the morning, take bath, maybe go to distribute good and face sometimes insult, humiliation, and ask for donation to be prepared to humiliate it, insult it. But Krishna forgives. Who is for him, for preaching his message, bringing them to his lotus feet, going to humiliation himself. And he responds to them. This exchange, chit vilas, between the devotee and the Lord, devotee experience, feels, it's so sweet. The outside, those who are not in Krishna consciousness, they cannot experience. They're just licking the bottle now. Now, honey and devotee. Uncork it, open the seal, and dip his finger, put it in the tongue, let someone experience. That is real knowledge, not theoretical knowledge. And in chemistry, I'm a student, whatever, organic chemistry or whatever, maybe I'm trying, writing book about subject, honey, but might not have tested. So, devotee, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Manasa Dehogra, my dear Lord, my body, everything, my son, daughter, my family members, wife, my father, mother, my house, my grandparents, everything belongs to you. I am just the manager. Oh, Nanda Nanda. Why say Nanda Nanda, not Krishna? Because Krishna likes to be addressed with relation to his devotee. Because the devotees are his heart and soul. Because he responds in such a way, being pleased with the devotee's devotion. When Maharaj Ambarish trying to harass the great devotee. Only his fault is he is a guest. He is a king, living in a palace, luxurious life, with power, fame, name. He thinks, I am austere, I have got so many followers. Rather, they should respect me. Why this guy? So let me give him some lesson. Why is this guy living in a palace with beautiful ladies? And again, people are just enjoying the respect from him. For nothing. He's enjoying it. From the heart. result, when he found himself, he is in danger. His life is in danger. So running to save his life, going to all great personalities, devotees, Brahma, Shiva, nobody could save him. Now ultimately, to save his life, in fear of Sudarshan Chakra, who always protect the surrendered soul of the Lord, more powerful than millions of suns. In 1 year, with a body in this material world, which one cannot, he's so powerful yogi, he went to Lord Vaikuntha planet, fell down at the feet of Narayan, please, give me protection. But Narayan said, I was trying to find the circle, but basically it means something. The devotees always absorb in my thought, meditating on my lotus feet, like King Kulasekhar and South Indian in Kerala. Great devotees. And they, deep, deep within their heart, in the core, they keep with love and devotion. And they know nothing but me and my service and my devotion. That is why, in response, out of love and affection, I also, with deep within my heart, keep my devotion and know nothing but my devotion. You see such sweet relation? So I am sorry. Even I cannot help. Really? I can't help, no? Aham bhakta paradhino. I am controlled by my devotee. Because of his love and devotion, I come within their grip. Usually, nobody can control me. But only love and devotion serve me and make me his ultimate goal and his be all and end all, everything. Naturally, I also can't help but to keep him within my heart, deep within me. And I know nobody but my devotee. Such a sweet thing. But outsider cannot see. Because there is a mode of passion and ignorance. When only one comes to a mode of ignorance, he is illumined, reading, prakash. Then he can understand Krishna. There is the beginning of it. But he has to go beyond that. So Bhagavad said, Tata rajastamo bhava. One is in the mode of ignorance, he sleeps, he procrastinates, he is mad, he is ignorant. So Vedic literature says, this material world is a mode of material full of darkness. If there is no sun, nobody can see him in proper perspective. Krishna is like the sun. And material world is like darkness. So it is said, Tamasoma, don't stay in darkness and ignorance. Jyotirgamaya, go to the spiritual world. And Krishna is there. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, Jeev Jago, get up! Sweet soul, how long will you sleep in the lap of Maya, forgetting Krishna? For the haunted person, talking nonsense, who's going to do that? Or in a mode of passion, work day and night, work hard, very powerful, very determined. But what? For sense gratification. That he will never be satisfied, never was, never is, never you. There is a great devotee saying, Prahlad Maharaj, why these fools are suffering? And I feel for them, so my dear Lord, you know, I don't want any benediction. And devotees are paradukhe dukhe, they feel for others, and they will glide down to 8,400,000 species of life. They have a life. Rabdha sudurlamamidam. There's so many possibilities, they can glide down tomorrow. Long, long time, they may not get again chance to practice this. So this is their extraordinary opportunity. At the same time, human life is in a tottering platform. Padam padam jadvi padam. Any moment there could be danger. We don't know. Because of our past karma, Krishna has made plan. We are making plan. We are here. And he has got a plan. In any how powerful, even except Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. Except them, see, they don't care anybody. So powerful. Still their plan sustains. Did with Ravan, Hiranyakashipu, manifestation of materialist, top materialist. Hiranyakashipu. Where is gold? Where is gold? Where is wealth? Now it's sensual pleasure. Opposite gender. That is after. Otherwise, name, fame, adoration, position. Like Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, you want to go back to college? See yourself, how much you have become free from these clutches of these three things. In very short, how to become recognized by the Lord as a pure devotee. Kanaka Kamini. Pratishtha Bhavi. Have you become free from the clutches of these three things? Wealth, money, gold, sensual pleasure, and position, name, fame, adoration, worship. When can you come to it? That this personality doesn't matter whether it's a gyanastha, woman, man, brahmachari, sannyasi, manager. So he has to go back. So, how I can save myself, my life? You know, think whom you committed often to. He can forgive, he is more powerful than me. If he is my devotee, now go back, he knows. Go back to Maharaj Amguru. Ask forgiveness from him, fall down at his feet. He at once went back, fell down at his feet. He is a devotee. He's Amanina Mahadra, he gives respect to everybody, sure. He's free from false ego of being respected from, get respect from Mahadra. He doesn't think, I'm not here. Oh, what you're doing, you're a sannyasi. You're my guru, you're falling at my feet. Please, please, don't embarrass me. No, 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 please. Please, please help me. Then he starts praying to this guy, Sudarshan Chakra. Please don't bother. Please, you know. Any question or problem? We do. Back out. Back out. Great devotees are so long a pure devotee was this Maharaj Amguru did not yield for 1 year. Till he could feed his guest. Though he was mistreated, but he did not say anything against him to the Lord. He said to my dear Lord, why am I in this? Help me. He didn't ask anything detailed. He said, well, not everybody does. So devotees are decorative with wonderful qualities like demigods or gods. So that they can only go back to God. That's what they say. Only devotees can always think of him. Oh, this constant. Not all. Who is? What is his symptom? Hinadu Krishna. He thinks himself, everybody is master. I am sir. Let everybody eat. Let everybody become name famous. I last time. So I eat for a good day. Draupadi. Kunti. Sri Devi. My mentor. She is glorified. Very good. As good as Lakshmi. No less. Even Lakshmi may not be so dear to the Lord as Draupadi. Lakshmi is willing and Hara Krishna. Draupadi in distress, in danger. At once Krishna appears. No, 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 I can't eat now. Why? Why are you getting agitated? Mr. No, my devotee is in distress. I can't eat. Sorry. I'll come later. No, no, eat, eat. Draupadi said. Why? Krishna is so kind. Even somebody is going to kill Krishna. Krishna giving the position of mother. What to speak of who dedicated the mother? What Krishna does? Can think? I don't know what to say. So, Draupadi, Krishna said to her, saying, what happened? So that we say that Vibhasham is 10,000 or 60,000 disciples, we have to feed, and I have got a plate. This is from Sandor or somebody gave. I don't remember. and I have to feed all these people. So I just trying to buy time by sending them. I ask the husband, send them for taking bath and I am getting prepared to serve them. Krishna, there is no problem. Don't do it. He said, should come any moment. I don't know how to feed. But I know you can, I have faith in you, you can solve it. No problem. Don't do it. So, what? And so, then a grain of spinach or rice, anything there? Nothing there, anything enough. Because I have today eaten, and this plate doesn't provide as many, as much food as you want to entertain the guest. Don't worry, just eat. No, nothing there, I cleaned everything. Look for, if at all, any grain, any pinch of a spinach there or a grain of rice. And she found and gave it and Krishna put it in the hands. Now call your guest. Guest probably thinking, taking bath, you're not food. Krishna said that. Just need to sleep, Krishna is satisfied. Whole world is satisfied. You don't feel appetite, you think there's food. Someday will be soon. Bhima or Yudhishthira will come to call, maybe Draupadi is calling us to feed. We will be embarrassed, we say we can't eat. Bitter, come, come, come. Krishna always protects you. Avashya Rakhiva Krishna. Krishna will definitely protect you. And Vishas Palam, and he always also maintains. That's so interesting. Anyway, listen to how Krishna is reciprocating with you tonight. There is a great Vaishnava and poet, renowned in the world, name is Jayadev. And he wrote so many things, Jayadev and Krishna, Gita Govinda. One place, when he is writing, he is little hesitant to write something. And he is thinking, he is asking his greatest devotee, give your lotus leaf like your feet on my lap or something. Be broad-minded. He may not. Who is thinking? This is very high, you know. Whether he should give or not, should I write this thing? You know, he's thinking. He's in anxiety. Maybe I commit offense. Those are sweet questions. Everything is I am. What I wrote, I'm sure, is correct. This I do. I think like that. No wife is cooking. Do I? For marvelous. What are you thinking? Go to take bath. And he thought, okay, let me go and take bath. And left that place. Didn't fill that up for his heart. His wife saw, husband again came. In a short time, did you take bath? He's thinking. He went to the river. Distant, not very far. You can go and go to the river. And he went. And the place is still there. Oh, this is the river. Jayadev went. His wife saw in his room. Again he came. So quickly, he's writing. And then he went. Oh, again he went to take bath. Then again he came. Again you came, again you come? How come so quickly? You have not taken bath? What do you mean? Now you just came? She's just a short while? And wrote something I saw? What you are talking? Husband and wife talking. Padmavati asking and querying and Jayadev is answering. What are you talking about? I came 3 minutes. I didn't come. I was going to take bath. What are you talking? No, you can't. Yeah, don't tell all these things. Why are you talking? You just came and saw. You wrote? I wrote. What I wrote? Go and see. You wrote and you say, I what I wrote. Huh? Nice handwriting. You didn't come? No! I didn't write, I went to the bath. The river. Who came? Why, somebody came? You see, somebody wrote. You said he didn't write. He started thinking. Then he, tears rolled down his eyes. He said, my God. He said, what happened? You don't know. How fortunate you are. Why? You don't know? Then he started. Krishna came. He wrote. but in disguise of me. It's not me. I was taken back. I was hesitant to write this one. Have a look. It's not my handwriting. It looks like, you know, I didn't write. Really? Oh, you are so fortunate in Krishna. Like you recognize. I saw you. It's not me. It's not came in disguise of me. So that he don't understand. You think I didn't? Actually, I didn't come. I didn't write. I can't write this thing. I'm hesitant. I'm scared. Well, I'm doing right or wrong. So you have to be bold to write such things to be wrong and obvious to think. But Krishna said, yes. I teach my devotee. So much so that we know that the great devotee knows that even Krishna put his devotee's feet on his forehead. He loves his devotee. So much so, as the Lord Ramchandra, he put Hanuman, though he is his servant, he put him over his head, in his chariot, and a flag with him, Hanuman. Narayan is so pleased with his devotee's service, he is always massaging his mother Lakshmi. She put her, always deep within her heart, always, all the time. Very, very dear one. Why? You see, Minya servant, all the messenger, the feet of Narayan. Narayan also said, okay, I'll put it in the heart. This we can learn how sweet it is, this devotion of Narayan. As a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so material, this relation is only by devotee. Only by devotee. That is why the king, Pratapruddha, will try to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No, he is king, it's a nice to stay alive. Whether it's all a ceremonial, beautiful ladies, princesses, with opulence, money, counting, infatuated with the power, beauty, and all these things, luxurious life. But Pratapruddha king, he wanted to. I should read the Lord and serve him. Krishna don't want, but still Krishna can fulfill his desire. If he qualifies, so he is going to his devotee, nearest and dearest one. And he questioned him, he said, I requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to meet and my okay. He said, so many times he questioned him. You send your son, innocent. He's free from all these things. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. And king, very happy. Son is the expansion of father. But still he wants personal to receive Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And only by a meal service attitude you can master. How? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing, chanting, in front of the rock, you watch, I saw. Now when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes we get exhausted, he goes to a garden and lies up and relax and nobody is there sometimes. He tells you something near about. But it's a long medium course. Be careful, risky. Anyway, in this guy, the plain dress, not like a king is dress. Plain, unbushed, Vyasta, white cloth, and the hot medium service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the absorbing Krishna consciousness, exhausted, but in the soft, in the sun, in the sweet. Chaitanya comes to know. And it seems like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is lazy. And then he started gradually quoting now some of the finest verses glorifying Krishna by the gopis. Gopi gim. That's called Prabhupatam Mutam Bhakta Jivanam. Very nice. So then we are ending with Bhuridhara. Krishna gives so much. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, yes, you are giving me so much, what can I give to you? Yes, dear, very much of the mind. Coming to his external consciousness. So long you are in the spiritual world. Yeah. And he said, oh, you are telling me all these things. You are giving me so much, what can I give? Yes, hardly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. Yes, so, you get so much mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Embrace him who wants to stay away from me. don't like to see me. But he will come. Devotees come to know, other devotees talk. Among themselves they rejoice, no. He, what he wanted, much more far he can expect. He got the mercy of the Lord. Yeah? They think like that. You know, they stand. The gopi used to glorify Krishna. Your topics about you is like nectar. And so on, very good. Get into it. Like that, there's so many stories there. But ultimately, we find that Jani. King Kulasekhar, who is often called the king, telling Bhaktivinoda Thakur's mood of surrender. Devotees are always decorated with wonderful qualities. You can know a devotee. Whereas impersonal is skeptic, agnostic, they're doubting this, that, they are not different here. Because devotees are always associating. Naturally, devotee was glorifying Lord, and I thought, associating with the Lord, he became purified and become also God. There's the iron rod, who was it? You put in iron, it's mainly iron, metal, then become as quick as fire, pure as the fuel. You can burn anything like fire. So we always should associate devotee and Krishna. And so, King Kulasekhar had a wonderful prayer in Mukunda Mahārāja's book. It's glorifying Krishna. Just like Madhvacharya is glorifying Krishna and making verses glorifying Krishna. And there are so many incidents how Lord Krishna came to him there, which was worshipped by Rukmini in Krishna's own little form. Still it is there, you go to Udipi, same Krishna, worshipped by Mother Rukmini. Blessing. And Vrishputi and Bai used to worship, still there in Kerala, Tirandam. He said, Guru Bai, please come to the temple. Anyway, that Mukunda Mahārāja, King Kulasekhar, pray, my dear Lord, now in sound health and sound mind, and healthy mind, and I am young at this time, I am meditating on your lotus feet among the all devotees. And the greatest among the sannyasis, pure Vaishnava is called Paramahamsa. Hamsa means most of the people in the mode of passion and ignorance are like crow. The Hamsa is also a crow, and nature is pointing to the fire. The difference between devotee and anybody non-devotee is this. Crow goes to a place and his garbage is telling him, enjoy everything. And the devotees are like swan. They are like a crystal clear lake, like Mansarovar. And there is this nectarian water, there are so many lotuses, most beautiful objects in this world. And a swan likes to who drinks from water mixed with milk. He only takes the essence of milk and he takes the water. So the Paramahamsa, like that, he takes only in this material world the spiritual or things related to Krishna, only that portion, he rejects others completely. Thus he becomes like a swan, not like a crow. Because of association, one can become also a devotee, like that, like a swan. Not associated with crow like non-devotee. So he says, lotus has got a propensity of playing with his neck, with the lotus-like Lord's feet. The devotees meditate like a swan, like devotees. A swan is play with the stem of the lotus. So devotees think that Lord's feet is like the lotus, Avayacharan, most beautiful thing in this world. So he meditates, always meditating like the swan, the lotus feet of the world, completely absorbed. Let me do that. And when I am doing this, then I leave my body and go astray. Otherwise, when I become old, my throat will be clogged up, I don't know, may not have sound health, and may not be able to chant your name or remember in a healthy state of mind. Why not remember? Very exquisite, beautiful, sweet, this prayer of King Kulasekhar coming from Kerala. Thank you. The devotee thinks lot of things that we need to remember him every moment. Devotion, Lord Sadashiva. So sweet, the Lord himself sometimes chews his toe, indicating devotional service is so sweet that he himself is sucking his toe when there is polar and some say he was floating in the inundation, want to see the material creation, and he saw a little boy on the floating on the banyan leaf, and he's sucking his toe. He opened his mouth and entered. He sees the material world. He entered and saw the material world. Then he came out and again. He's sucking his toe. Acharya indicated the devotional service so sweet, Lord even become eager and tempted to relish that I shall receive the Lord. Again comes in the form of the mood of his top devotee Radhaniya Sultan Mahaprabhu and teaches how to serve the Lord in the best mood which can please the Lord and conquer in the heart. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Come on. Housemaster. What is the question answer? Now it is 11 o'clock. Chanting. Thank you very much. I think it is time to go through the point in short. I'm telling the positive side, to the natural, negative side of it, and the impersonal. But remember, how to you can become a victim, and you cause us. The world is very good for us. But we have to go back to God. So, I tell the positive side. Yes, then, Madam. Shall I sing? What do you tell? Shall I sing? Or, question answer. What do you say? Up to me. What do you want? Question answer or answer? I see. The doctor has got many restrictions. So, be careful. Something important. Sat Krishna. What do you say? Kirtan. The neighbor only. Yes, because when the flower, you know, blossoms, the air carries the fragrance, and bees come. So they may be. You are influencing them. Giving the fragrance of the Lord. And the devotee.
Gracias.